So today we're going to talk about, we're talking, again, this is like a bit of an introduction for the next few weeks. Two paths to knowing God, philosophy versus halacha, okay? So like, again, you know, it seems like, you know, being a Jew is all about doing mitzvos and learning Torah, but there are some like very powerful statements which seem to say that understanding God, who God is, or what God does, or understanding the nature of God, how God interacts with this world, that is critical. Look at the first source, the Ibn Ezra in Sefer Hosea. Look what he says: "Veneida shenir defol adaz es Hashem," that you should run, you should to know God. Kizeh sod kol hachmos. This is the foundation to all wisdom. Uvavur zeh levado nivra ha'adam. This is pretty powerful. Ibn Ezra says, this is why man was created. Look, that's what he says. He says, man was created not to do mitzvos, not to learn Torah. Man was created, well, if man was created to what? So you can know God. Now, how do you know God? Look what he writes here. He says, Rak lo yuchal adas l'shem ad sheyomad chachmos harbe. You have to study a lot of wisdom. Shehem kamos sulam. It took a ladder alo says zos hamala hal yodo to reach the highest level. Batchila yada. Okay, so batchila you should be yada hamaskil Hashem yisparach b'maaseh. First, you have to understand God's deeds. So it's Ibn Ezra. So this is philosophy, right? This is, and as he's saying, this is so fundamental. We think that, I mean, I'm a rabbi. I play one on TV, and I preach that people should learn Torah, do mitzvot, daven well, and yet you have the Ibn Ezra saying, you got it. The key that you got to do, you got to know God, and how? Through other wisdom, right? It's a little surprising, right? I don't quote him that much, okay? So, but he says this, and I think the reason why he says this, and I want to try to understand tonight the relationship between this idea of philosophy, knowing God, versus, I don't think it's preached that much by your typical halakhic authorities, versus other things. I want to try to understand why. Because what's the source of Ibn Ezra? I think it's that Gemara that we sort of talked about last week, the Gemara Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Lama Dalam et Al. So Amru Allah, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, they said about Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shelo Hineach Mikro Mishnah Gemara Halachos Vagados Dikduke Torah Vidukei Sofim. He was someone, he knew the Tanakh, he knew Mishnah, he knew Gemara, Halacha, Agadic literature, the Torah, Dikduke Sofim, the precise, the fine nuances of Torah and Sofim, the different explanations what that means, Kalim v'chamur, Xer Shavos, different types of methodological interpretation, Tekufos, Gematrios, whatever, different, you know, Gematrios, numerology, Mishoah, all these things. And then at the very end, the last line, and he also knew Davar Gadol v'Davar Katan. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew a big thing, and he knew a little thing. Davar HaGadol, he understood Maaseh Merkava. He understood the divine chariot. So he sort of understood, again, the divine chariot is what how God is operating upstairs, or I don't know, wherever that is. I'm not sure where. But he understood that at some level. V'Davar Katan, what's Davar Katan? Havayev Debaye V'Rava. So the give and take of Abai and Rava. So it seems that maybe the Ibn Ezra is getting this from the Gemara, which says that, okay, you can learn Shas. It's a nice thing, Abai and Rava. But you know what the real stuff is? You got to understand how God is. You have to understand how God interacts with the world. So it's fascinating. This is a Gemara. And yet, it seems that that's not so much the focus of our study, I think. Tends to be, you know, why do you think that is? Or, right? It doesn't seem like that's like a major, it seems like we spend a lot of time studying halacha, Torah, you know, stories, Tanakh stories. There's not a lot of time spent on philosophy.
Maybe we don't have teachers that are capable.
Okay. I mean, maybe we don't, okay, it could be, right? I mean, it's interesting, like, so it's always the question, right? In other words, why don't we have, should that, like, in other words, throughout the generations, it's been a focus for people to study a tremendous amount of like Shas and Poskim, right? The codes and Talmud, right? So you say we don't have people, so why don't you, if you feel it's so important, why don't you put more time and effort into having people who are equipped in this, I think. I mean, it doesn't seem to be like a top educational program, even though the Gemara says, Davar Gadol is Maaseh Merkava, Davar Gadol is Bai Verava. Now, there could be a reason for this, right? If you look in the Rambam says, but it could be what you're saying. It could be, it's very difficult. The Rambam says, this we talked about this last week. Let's repeat again. The Rambam Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, Perek Dad Alach Yud Gimel. He says, V'inyani arba prokim eilu shebechamesh mitzvot ha'elu, heim shechachamim rishonim karmos o pardes. So the first four chapters of Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, we talk about that a God, understanding God, they created the world, don't create the world except for God, and the God is unique, God is echad, all these things about understanding the nature of God. So that's what the early rabbis called pardes. Kamo sha'avru arba nichnasu lepardes. Four people tried to go to pardes, entered the orchard. Al pish gadol yisro hayu chacham gadolim hayu, lo kulam hayu b'hem koach leidah lasi kol dvar mabruyam. But even though they were all great sages, they weren't able to fully understand everything. Okay? Vani omer shein royal letayel bepardes ela mishin ismal b'kreis b'lachem u'basar. And I, the Rambam, say that you shouldn't spend so much time in this orchard, knowing pardes, whatever, the ways of God, unless your stomach is full with chulit and bread. Okay, meat, bread and meat. V'lechem u'basar hu leida ha'asir v'mutar. The meat and the bread is to know what's forbidden, what's permitted. To know halachos, what's permitted, forbidden. And even though this is only a small thing, karos chachamim, the chum called a small thing. A big thing is masim merkava. Davar katan havayis abay v'rava. The small thing is abay v'rava. Afal pichay, nevertheless, ru'uyin heim lakdimam. First do the bai v'rava stuff. Why? Shehem yashim dato shalom t'chila. Because this calms a person down, right? You know, you study a nice daf yomi, feel pretty calm, right? Pretty chill. No? I, what do you think it means, shehem yashim dato shalom t'chila? What do you think that means? That a bai and rava, what do you think the Rambam is trying to get at? That they are miyashim dato shalom t'chila. What do you think that means? More accessible, right? And as you can get it first, I think you can get it first. Vod shehem atov agdolah shishpia kadosh baruch hu liyushiv olam kedei linchol chayel mabah. And this is the kindness that God gave to the world in order to get the olam haba. Ve'efshar sheyedem hakol katan v'gadol ish v'isha baal lev rachav baal lev katzar. It's interesting. You know, some of us has difficulty, right? That was, for some people, that like Gemara learning was like the turnoff for some people in high school. I know it may not resonate to anyone here, so we all were into it. But I heard that sometimes some people they had bad Gemara experiences. But compare that to philosophy. I don't know. Do anyone have high school Jewish philosophy experiences? No, they didn't even get there, right? Anyone learn philosophy?
Yeshiva flappish.
They had philosophy, yeah. We had something around when I taught around. We did philosophy, but like the Rambam here, not the Rambam school. The Rambam, the original Rambam. So he says that Gemara is something that's more like we were saying. I think Eric, that's more accessible, and people can get it. Anyone can get it, right? Anyone can get it, young and small. And look, by the way, just want to point this out here. Okay, it says ish v'isha. Just want to point it out. Okay. I'm just saying. Okay. Havoy sabay rava ish v'isha. Not me. The Rambam said it. Just pointing out. Okay.
Hey, you said the demographic for this
year. This is open to everyone. Okay. I'm just saying. So he said everyone can at least understand it on, you know, some level. But philosophy, that's very difficult. But that being said though, you look at the Rambam. Look at how we saw the Ibn Ezra said that study of philosophy is, that's why man was created, right? To understand God through other wisdom. That's philosophy, right? In other words, Kabbalah is understanding God through revelation. Okay, maybe we'll debate that more in the future. But Ibn Ezra is saying understanding God as a result of other wisdoms, so that's philosophy. And the Rambam, look what he says about philosophy. He says, look at the Rambam. Hilchos Talmud. So first, it's a davar gadol. It's a big thing, and then he says Hilchos Talmud Torah Perikaf Alach Yud Beis. Look what he says. He wants to tell you how you should schedule your day, right? So he says Ketzat. So he says Haya Bal Umnus. Let's say Nevach, you have to go to work. See, for me, I get paid to teach Torah and to do Chesed. It's a great job, right? Like, so the truth is, like when you're here. So you come for some cholas and some licorice, maybe. But like, you're doing unbelievable stuff. So I'm getting paid to do this, okay? So it's like, whatever. I'm doing a job. But you're doing this. It's great. You're working. And some people have to go to work, right? So you go to work. So the Rambam says some people have to go to work. So how should you learn Torah in relation to go to work? So you're working for 3 hours, and you learn 9 hours. Obviously, you didn't have to pay for yeshiva education in those days. That's mistava, right? So okay, so you can work 3 hours, and you're learning Torah for 9 hours. So how would you break up your day, right? The Rambam says, look what he says. Those 9 hours, kore b'shalosh behen b'torah shebiksav. Okay, so 3 of those hours, you're learning Torah shebiksav, written Torah. U'v'shalosh b'torah shebalpeh, and 3 of them, you're doing Torah shebalpeh. U'v'shalosh acheros, and the last 3 hours, misbonin b'data lahavin davar midavar. You examine in your mind to understand one thing from another thing. V'divrei kabbalah, okay, Torah shebiksav is sort of the Tanakh. Torah shebalpeh seems to be sort of Mishnayos, or black line halacha, it seems. But the last 3 hours are understanding one thing from, it's learning inference. V'divrei, look what he writes, v'divrei kabbalah, he doesn't mean kabbalah, he means probably navi, is divrei kabbalah, b'chlal torah shebichsav hein, okay, so studying navi is torah shebichsav, u'perushan, explanation, of Navi is maybe more in-depth explanation, not just translation, is Torah Shabbat Peh. Look what he writes. V'ha'inyanim ha'nikra'im pardes b'chlal ha'gamarahein. So this third step, which is lahavin davar midavar, this is what? It's called pardes. What is pardes? What's pardes?
Pshat remez.
No, I mean that's a cute way of understanding it. I mean, I just said Pshat remez. But he look what he called pardes in Hilchos Yesodei Torah. Philosophy. No, Rambam's not a Kabbalist. In other words, the Rambam says that it seems that you would even fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah if you're trying to understand God. And you try to understand God, and you try to understand how He interacts with this world, and presumably it's through your own mind, through studying other wisdom. The Rambam says that could even be a fulfillment of Talmud Torah, maybe. Okay, we have to get into more in depth about this, but it's a very like it seems like wow, it's like wow, I never knew that studying philosophy, studying this stuff, it can maybe it's a foundation, maybe a fulfillment of Talmud Torah, and yet we know that that doesn't seem to be a primary educational program. Okay, when we try to teach people. So the Rambam was interesting. The Rambam acknowledges that he could be wrong in his understanding of philosophy. This is the Rambam introduction to part 3 of Mor Nevuchim, Guide to the Perplexed. And he says, to give a full explanation of the mystic passages of the Bible, he's talking about when he's trying to understand Ma'aseh Merkava. He's talking about Ma'aseh Merkava here. Those are the understanding how God operates in Sefer Yecheskel. Is contrary to the law and to reason. He's saying, no, you can't fully understand Sefer Yecheskel. You can't fully understand how God operates, okay? Okay? Besides, my knowledge of them is based on reasoning, not divine inspiration. As the Rambam saying, my explanation of Sefer Yecheskel is not based on a Mesorah that I received. It's not based on Nevuah. It's what I think. I read the Pesukim and I think, you know, makes sense. And it's not infallible. I have not received my belief in this respect from any teacher, but it has been formed by what I learned from Scripture and the utterances of our sages. In other words, I looked at Chazal's explanation, I looked at the Tanakh, and by the philosophical principles I have adopted. It is therefore possible that my view is wrong. The Rambam says I might be wrong. And that I misunderstood the passages referred to. Correct thought and divine help have suggested me the proper method to explain the words of the prophet Yecheskel in such a manner that those who read my interpretation will believe that I have not added anything to the content of the text, but only as it were translated from one language to another or given a short exposition of plain things. In other words, he's saying, hopefully I got it right, but he acknowledges that maybe he got it wrong. And maybe, as we'll see, maybe that's the challenge of studying philosophy. Because, right, you might get it wrong. I mean, that's in other words, it might be greater than if you really get it, greater. But
it's right, like with halacha and Torah Shabbosav, you can have a clear curriculum; it's accepted. And,
right.
But with philosophy, it's much more. It's less concrete.
It's not. You may not. It's harder. Right. It's a little harder. Yeah, Norm.
Do you think
that you know, just knowing that the Rambam, of course, you know, was not a Kabbalist and wasn't a receiver, right?
Right.
You know, like right. Actual Kabbalah. Do you think, based on that, that he, you know, that he almost is like trying to grasp, you know, some of the philosophical, that actual philosophy, as he calls it, is a replacement, you know, is a replacement in some way of the Kabbalah that maybe he did not really have, like the Ramban, as you know, in contrast, had Kabbalah, and he never really spoke about studying philosophy necessarily, right? But the Rambam seems to always be struggling with, like, you know, what should I do with this?
Right. So I think, so again, like, I don't take the view. I'm not an expert, but the more I think about these things a lot, or at least sometimes. So I don't think that one is intellectual, one's emotional. I think that they're dealing with the same questions.
Right.
And I don't think Rambam looked at, like, I don't think he looked at Kabbalah and said, okay, I gotta get in on that. I mean, the Gemara talks about, you know, my separation is my simrakado. You know, it's we're trying to understand how God interacts with the world and how is the world created. How is this, like, try to understand as best as you can. And maybe you can understand by, you know, you can understand God through positive things. The Rambam famously says, sometimes you only understand God by what he isn't. You know, that's an interesting question. But I think we're dealing, everyone's dealing with the same questions. They want to understand this being that created us and what you know and how much you think you can know and how much you can't know. So I think they're bothered by the same questions. I think Kabbalah and philosophy very often deal with the same questions.
Right,
they have different methods.
The answers are coming from a mystical perspective.
No, I think one comes, I think, from revelation, from Masorah. I don't think you would intuit, as far as I know, that you would intuit.
Right, so did he not have that exposure in his form?
And I know if he, I don't think they were. I think in Muslim Spain they weren't for the most part they weren't Catholics. Christian Spain I think was different. I don't think he bought into that. I think I think that there were mystical thinkers in the times of the Gemara. Like, essentially, he didn't interpret. He could have easily interpreted a lot of passages in mystical ways, but that wasn't his, you know, understanding.
A lot of the mystical thinkers probably had a tradition that they accepted them.
Yeah. Again,
so
you know, I think that he didn't agree to that, you know, line of thinking.
Is the Zohar considered mysticism?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did he know the Zohar?
I don't know. It doesn't seem like he doesn't quote it. He doesn't quote it. I don't know much about what he says about the Zohar. He doesn't talk about it, as far as I know. Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about halacha, and this is something that, my opinion, like Rav Soloveitchik, like, did this big time. You know, we talked about you could understand God through Kabbalah. Like, you know, mystical revelation ideas, you could understand God through philosophy, right? And but Rav Soloveitchik did something different. He said you could understand God through halacha, because, in other words, by knowing what God expects from us, you know, what is his blueprint through the world, that's also a way to understand him. So see what he says here. It's a Reluchtin. This is what Reluchtin says. Torah study gives a Jew insight, as direct and profound as man is privileged to attain, into the revealed will of his creator. Through the study of halacha, the imminent expression of God's transcendent rational will. So a lot of words. That in other words, God is right here. He tells us, this is what I want you to do on earth. Man's knowledge of God gains depth and scope. You could say God is all the way up there, right? He's far, far away. But you know what's down here? So Kabbalah will say, God's down here. His Shechita's down here, right? You know what Rav Soloveitchik will say? You know, his halacha's down here. Oh, I love halacha. I feel halacha makes me feel so warm and cuddly. Now, some people don't like that. Some people think that halacha is like dry. It's what you can do and you can't do. Rav Soloveitchik would take... He would take like 10 different seemingly random halachos about a given topic, and then he would create. He said, this is what it means to be a Jew by the way we're supposed to observe Shabbos, or the way we're supposed to put on tefillin, or the way I understand our relationship with our neighbor. And he would take many different halachos and he would package them and said, this is obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blueprint for the world. He would do that with halacha. So God could be, again, Kabbalah brings God down to earth and makes us understand, or maybe brings us up to Shabbai, maybe, okay? But when it comes to what Rav Soloveitchik is bringing down to earth is the halacha. Okay? He says, further, religious studies establish the total spiritual personality. Faith can be neither profound nor enduring, lest the intellect is fully and actively engaged in quest for God. So that is the idea. Through studying halacha, you get this depth and scope. And again, another piece for Rav Soloveitchik, that was Rav Lichtenstein quoting Rav Soloveitchik, and then he says another piece. He says, when a person delves into God's Torah and reveals its inner light and splendor, and enjoys the pleasure of creativity and innovation, he merits communion with the giver of the Torah. In other words, through the study of Torah, you come up with a nice chakir, a nice understanding, you feel connected with God. The ideal of clinging to God is realized by means of the coupling of the intellect with a divine idea that is embodied in the rules, laws, and traditions. However, halachic knowledge does not remain sealed off in the realm of the intellect. As you study the details, but it doesn't just become intellect. It bursts forth into one's existential consciousness and merges with it. You feel the idea turns into an impassioning and arousing experience. Knowledge into a divine fire. Strict and exacting halachic discipline turns into a passionate love burning with the holy flame. This is very hard to do. Rav Soloveitchik did it in his shiurim. He would take like these passages and he would go into this deep halachic insight. And he would like, he's like, people would describe it. He's like fire. He's so excited. It wasn't like a, for Soloveitchik, it wasn't like a, you know, someone would get a passion about a Musar Shmuz, right? You got to be a better Jew and like, you know, he would take the most seemingly dry halachic details and he would like weave all these details into some, you know, to some idea, and you would feel dveikus to Hashem as if, you know, we'd be singing a beautiful song to give us dveikus. That's how Rav Soloveitchik would get dveikus connected to Hashem. And he would say, he says, myriads of black letters into which have been gathered reams of laws, explanations, questions, problems, concepts, and measures descend from the cold and placid intellect, which calmly rests on its subtle abstractions and systematic frameworks, to the heart full of trembling, fear, and yearning, and turn into sparks of the flame of a great experience that sweeps man to his creator. It's like a very high level. Again, it's using the intellect. It's not through davening. It's not a dveikus. I'm simply, you know, I'm learning, so I feel connected with God. That there is something like that also. You know, you're learning and you feel connected to God. Rav Soloveitchik feels that through the study of halacha, and people who've studied this stuff, sometimes they get really passionate. Some people get really passionate. They read, they say, for somebody familiar with Harei Kedem, you know, some of his beautiful Torah, and you feel so connected with the Chag. You know, you study this, whatever holiday you're studying about. So you study Rav Soloveitchik stuff, and so this is the idea of how the halacha creates dveikus. And it's not Rav Soloveitchik didn't make this up. You know, the Nefesh HaChayim. You know what the Nefesh HaChayim? Who wrote the Nefesh HaChayim? You know? Rav Chaim Volozhin. He's the Rav Chaim Volozhin. He's a student, the primary student of the Vilna Gaon. He founded the modern yeshiva, Yeshiva Volozhin. And he writes, he has a sefer on Nefesh HaChayim about Talmud Torah. And he writes, V'yachavein listabek b'limudo b'ba Torah b'hakadosh Baruch Hu. And you're learning, you shall feel dveikus, connection to God. Hainin listabek b'chol kochosam l'dvar Hashem zo halacha. Connecting to the word of God, that's halacha. You, through studying, what some people look at halacha, it's just dry, it's boring, right? But to really connect with it, that's like to God. Uvazehu davuk bo yisparach mamish kiviyachol. By studying the halacha, it's like you're connected to God. Kihu yisparach ritzono chad. Because he says that God and God's will is the same. If you want to understand someone, then if you know what he wants from you, then that's how you can understand that person. Like what makes God tick, as it were. You know, what gets God going? Obviously, hard to understand that for a being that's beyond time, beyond space. So the only way we could try to understand God is through understanding what his expectations are from us, so we understand what his desires. We understand what it means that, you know, this is obviously what Hashem loves, what he cares about. It's hard to use those terms with a God that's beyond time, beyond space.
Is what Rav Soloveitchik saying that learning halacha makes you closer? I would think it means that it makes your actions more meaningful. Like, if I learn, why does God want me to put on tefillin or do this? And learning it, it's nice, but it would make the actions more meaningful, meaning the experience is the part that draws you closer, not learning about it.
So
it's a two-part.
So I hear what you're saying. I mean, there's no question. Experience. There's no question that I think if you understand why you do what you do in Judaism, then what you do is going to be more meaningful, you feel more connected. I think it's 100% correct. But he's going further than that. He feels... What?
It's all intellectual.
It's all intellectual. I mean, you read about, like, you know, his famous essay where he talks about he's sitting in the room and he feels like, you know, he's got all these students who are like these young students, strapping students. He's like an old man. He's like, how can I take on these students? Famous like a battle. And then, you know, opens the door and thank God his grandfather walks in. You know, Rav Chaim walks in. His grandfather sits down. So he's a little more confident. And then the door opens up and you know, Rav Shabtai, you know, the Shach walks in and whatever. And then Rabbi Akiva walks in. The Rambam, the Ravid, Rav on a Bayrak, he describes how he feels the when he's studying the Torah, that he actually feels like he's talking with these people from generations ago. He feels that the actual study is what creates it, like understanding.
But he feels, he doesn't intellect, he doesn't think that he's
no,
feeling.
No,
he's feeling.
No, he feels it through the intellect. Now it's through delving into the depths of what God expects. So then he says, this is what God is, because what he wants. In other words, how do you understand what makes up a person? Okay, for us, it's physical, right? They look so-and-so. But it's their character, right? You know, what I don't know, it's their character. So part of God's character, as it were, is what he expects. So the more we understand what his plan is for us on this earth, so the more we understand who God is, right? So, and that's really based on, you know, the Nefesh HaChayim. I just look at this next piece here, the Nefesh HaChayim, because it's already 10 o'clock. Give me 5 more minutes here. He says here, in Nefesh HaChayim, Shar Dal Perek Beis, he says, what's Torah Lishma? Ha'emes HaBarur, Ki Lishma, what's Lishma? Ein Pirusha Dveikus, Kamo Shazor Ma'at Rabola. He says, Torah Lishma, it's not, when you say you have to be connected to God, it's not what people think to be connected to God. Sherei Amru Rabbosein Yazal B'Midrash. Shebikish David, Hamelch Avashom, Milfan of Yisparach, Sheosik B'Tehillim, Yechoshev Etzel Yisparach, Ilu HaYosik B'Negoim Va'olos. So there's a Midrash which says the following. David Amel said, please, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I wrote Tehillim. Please, God, can you make it as if someone who studies Tehillim, it's as if they're studying Meseches Negaim and Meseches Olos. Right? Those are those Mesechtos, you know, for Shloshim, where it's like nobody wants to take. And if you don't take it right away, and you're stuck, you feel guilty, so then you got to take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody wants to study Meseches Olos. Right? Just enough. Like, these are like the last Meseches we will take, right? And but what does he say? He says, David Amel says, I want, you know, Tehillim. People are passionate about Tehillim, right? You know, they have whatever. So I would love for my recitation of Tehillim to be as if I studied Negaim and Olos. Now, there are many people who, like, when they say Tehillim, they feel very connected. Especially, a lot of people, when they're sick, and that gives them their... I know many people who, when they are sick, like, they're not Tehillim people. A lot of people, once they're sick, like, that calms them down. Like, Tehillim is something that really connects people to Kadosh Baruch Hu. For some of it doesn't, but the Chaim Volozhin says... It doesn't. That's not the same dveikus. The real dveikus is using your intellect through Torah, through halacha, and understanding that. And that way, the halacha is ultimately God's will for us. That's even more than a gata. And the other piece I have, you wrote that gata is something as well. So my point to you, and I'm going to make one final thing. I pause for 3 more minutes. So my point to you is that on the one hand, we explored a little bit philosophy. We have Ibn Ezra, that's why man was created. The Rambam is the Davar Gadol. And yet, you know, we have this other extreme of what? You know, you can know God through studying halacha in detail. And through it's not easy. It's not easy. But the Rav is very into it. And then he got from Rav Chaim. So I want to finish. Again, I apologize. 3 more minutes. If philosophy is Davar Gadol, why is it inferior to halachic study? So this is in the book that we're. This is the book that we're using. This is Rabbi Natanael Wiederbleck. He writes this. And so what we're saying, I think it's Eric, what you're saying. He says, firstly, even if we accept the Rambam's understanding of the Talmudic passage, the statement need not express primacy of the esoteric as Rambam would have it, but could be understood as saying that Maaseh Merkava is a difficult or esoteric discipline, whereas the dialectics of Abaye and Rava are easier to grasp. Thus, the statement does not necessarily assign axiological superiority to Maaseh Merkava. Notice what he's saying is, at the end of the day, maybe philosophy can get you to a higher level, but like, it's very hard to get there. In other words, a small select few can get there, but studying Torah is a much easier way to get there. Okay? So here we discussed really, we have this philosophy, and it's the whole school to understand God and to through intellect, there is something to that. But through Torah, there's a whole nother mahal. So some we talked about a little bit about mysticism, a very little bit. We talked a little bit about mysticism in the prior class through revelation. A lot of people really get connected through that, right? Some people, knowledge of God through philosophy. And a third way, knowledge of God through halacha. And it could be even philosophy would be the higher, at least according to the Rambam, but it's very difficult. If you know you're doing it through halacha, you know that you got it well. So that's another introductory piece, and God willing, we'll further discuss this next week.